Hello.
Hi, ma'am. My name is Vicky, and I'm calling you back from customer support because there was a message to return your call. How can I assist you today? And may I have your zip code so I can better assist you?
My zip code is 85296.
And your first and last name?
Kim Forward.
Thank you, Ms. Forward. Just a moment. And of course, I don't see an account. 85296.
Yeah. So, my mom and I have a joint account. She's a recent widow,
okay.
And I've been keeping a close eye on her account. And I noticed that there's a pending charge from this company that we didn't buy. So I wanted to call to see what it was, and maybe if someone hacked my account. So.
Okay. What's your mom's name?
Linda Sparks, S like Sam, P like Paul, A-R-K-S.
Okay. Let me try a phone number. I don't see an account in either one of you's name using that zip code. Sometimes a phone number will pull up an account. May I have one?
Yeah, 480-821-0766.
Okay, let's see. Nope. Email address, maybe.
Yeah, no, it's not going to be under any of that because we didn't make a purchase. So is there a way to track it with I have a number that was on the estate. You know how it, like, had a charge and then there was a number under it? I don't know if that would be anything you could look it up with.
The first six and last four of the card would pull it up if you're in our system.
Yeah, I don't see how it's going to be. I think I just need to call the bank and tell them there was fraud because I don't.
They're just going to tell you to give the company a call before they pursue a dispute. If you can give me the first six and last four of the card that was used, if you're in our database, this is a third-party call center, first of all. So we have over 100 different vendors that we provide customer support for. So in order to locate the account, we usually use a zip code. That'll pull up a name, but it did in this case. Since it's a joint account, and neither one of your names came up. I tried a phone number. Maybe that wasn't the right phone number. Maybe it's under her phone number if she placed the order. But again, this is a third-party call center. So.
Okay. 64-4229.
And the last four, please.
Of the card?
Mm-hmm. The last four.
4229.
Thank you. Okay, wait a minute. The first six was 644229.
Are you wanting the first six or the last six?
I want the first six and the last four.
4601.
Hang on, let me start.
49.
Hang on just a moment, because you gave me 644229. Okay, what was the first six again?
460149.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Just a moment. Okay, I still don't see an account. I'm going to get you switched over to a supervisor, ma'am.
Thank you.
Just a moment. Yes, ma'am. One moment.
Let me know if you need me.
Ma'am, what did you say? You said, wait a minute, hang on just a minute. You said it was you and your mom's account. I'm trying to put in some information before I transfer so they'll know, so you won't have to be so repetitive.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to give all our information. What company? I just got this call, but you didn't even say what company you're with.
It was a third-party call center, ma'am. I don't know which vendor you're affiliated with. That's why I was trying to locate an account. Then I said, I'm going to switch you over to a supervisor. I just need to know your name. So when I switch them over, they'll have a name. I said, I'm doing this for your benefit, so you won't have to keep repeating yourself about the circumstances. I'm typing up a brief note so they'll know the gist of the transfer. And I forgot what you said your mother's name was. That's all I'm asking you for. I'm going to ask you for any information you haven't already given me, ma'am.
Okay, I'm not arguing with you.
Okay, I'm not either.
You know what? I'll just call my bank. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.